This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, rule anything out, but I will say that I feel very good about this where it stands now, and I think the more and more that members meet with the president, the more they understand how important this is to the overall agenda that we're seeking to pass.
So far, it's a no-go the way it's looking. However, Sean Spicer, White House Press Secretary. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, same old when we talk about the dealings in D.C., there's about a 40-minute closed-door meeting, and the president pretty serious when he said many House Republicans got elected on a vow to repeal and replace Obamacare. They could lose re-election in 2018 if they don't fulfill the promise. His blunt warning certainly showing that he and the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, are escalating those efforts big time to get the 218 votes they need to pass the legislation in a chamber, then send it on to the Senate, but it is stuck right now in the penalty box. They changed parts of the bill. They added amendments, and now still nothing. 43-page manager's amendment. The tax credit's more generous for people 50 to 65 so they could afford the insurance better. Supposedly, we're talking 10 years, $85 billion. Also, it would curb Medicaid growth, allow states to impose work requirements. That's a pretty big deal. They decided they wanted to have an inclusive approach, but so far, no. In fact, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who supported the president, says, I'm not supporting this bill. It does very little to address the core problem of Obamacare. And what is that? Rising premiums and deductibles, which are making insurance unaffordable for too many Arkansas folks. That was his problem with it, that there is no way they were going to go in that direction. And he's not alone. There are other people standing on that same rampart, if you will, while this, and it's crumbling, while the push is on. New Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur, who supports the bill, said after the White House meeting, most of the 12 other members seem to be supportive but have concerns. So there's also kind of a feeling that some are in and some aren't. Bottom line is Trump gets numbers, so does Paul Ryan. 218 is the magic number. They need 218. If they don't have 218, it does not go. It doesn't happen. So at this point, who knows? Still in limbo, but the next day or two, we certainly will. Let's go out to Grimm here at the top. And also throw out these numbers if you want to throw in your thoughts. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Like Big Al. Big Al hit me up from Portland. He said, Kate, indeed, we are listening to you in Portland. A lot of people are telling me that they're going to start calling the show. Sweet! I just gave out the numbers. And a lot of us aren't happy with what's happening in D.C. For goodness sake, repeal Obamacare. The premiums are killing my family. Hey, Grim.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Well, it looks like Donald's going to lend his name to it. So I guess they're going to call
it. Sure does.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said, it wasn't his bill. You know, yeah, he signed it. He didn't put it together. From what I heard, they're going to call it Trump's health care.
Yeah. Well, I heard that, too. We'll see. Yeah, maybe. Trump care. Trumped.
Yeah.
I like that. Trumped. Trumped is perfect. You've been trumped.
You know, personally, I'd like to see him call it American health care, and then the first part of it say for all Americans. That means even the President of the United States. That's what I'd like to see the bill start with. That means senators and everybody else. They'll get their act together one day, Kate, because they'll be forced to. They'll be forced to.
You said it. One day. They will be forced to.
You know, I mean, they may not get anywhere with this, but the day's coming. Mark my words.
But, yeah. I
agree. Another play on words that, you know, you can look at with this media is that Donald's original tweet when he tweeted was that he was wiretapped. Now, there is a big difference in electronics between being wiretapped and bugged.
That's true.
Bugged is more personal and proximity.
Yep. Yep.
Like
yep.
when you map Google, that little teardrop is a proximity marker.
Right.
And you don't really see what you want until you zoom in on it. And then you finally
yes.
say, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. You're right.
But when it comes to being bugged, proximities could be something as simple as you and I are standing on a crowded street corner, and I got a little cane, and I tap your ankle. Next thing you know, you feel a little prick that's about like a bug bite, and you go, ow. And I just put inside of you a GPS tracking device. Which could happen.
That's a scary thought, by the way, yeah.
Well, they have it.
They
I
do?
Mean, that's old school. That's old school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's even go back further. Because I'm trying to prove that Donald Trump's statement is true 100%. Because 1972, before 9/11, they tried to blow up the World Tower back then. Now, computers were more commercial because they were so big and so expensive. And they were governmental, and they were just out there wiretapping the phone lines, looking for keywords with the computers.
Right, right. Yes, absolutely. You can read about
that.
They're
still doing it. And wiretapping, if you want to look at wiretapping, they can do anybody in the world from Langley all day long. That's the difference. It's more personal with a bug. It takes a person to plant a bug, whereas wiretapping, it's going on every day. And we already know about this, data, what do you call that? The data.
Data breach?
Where they're gathering the data.
The metadata. The metadata.
Well, they're gathering all this. Well, Manhattan's the number one area. So I imagine even after 72, right after the Trump Tower is built, they were wiretapping the phones there.
Yeah.
So, you can't disprove his statement.
Because of how, how it was said.
Yeah, because they're going to constantly wiretap that whole area. They're still running the same old programs, looking for the same old word groups.
Yeah. You are right.
And just like this phone, you know, we don't know. Because they probably do it just like rolling electrical blackouts.
Yeah, occasionally here and there. You're right. I like the idea of the rolling. Probably.
That's probably the way to do it is because, you know, they catch it. They look, you know, then just like zooming in on Google Maps, they research it until they either dispute it as warranted or explain some of the busts they've made.
Right, right, absolutely. Because how would that be possible? It's interesting, Grim. You know, we're going to do, and we have done this before, but we'll do it again, what I call a deeper dive on the differences of surveillance, etc., with a couple of our CIA pals that have come on the show in the past. Hang with us.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
We're also taking decisive action to improve our vetting procedures. The courts are not helping us, I have to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. Somebody said I should not criticize judges. Okay, I'll criticize judges. I said to him, General Mattis. I said, General, I need somebody really smart and really tough for the border. Sir, I have the man. General Kelly. As soon as I saw him, it was like an interview lasted for about 30 seconds. I said, he's the right guy. And he's been great.
All right, so Donald Trump riffing on a couple of different things at a dinner, things that are infuriating him, including what's going on in this confirmation process, what's happened with his travel ban, and that's what he's talking about with judges there and whatnot. So it's a mixed bag, let's say, on the road and in D.C. for Donald Trump, who is earlier on Tuesday pushing to get Republicans that aren't on board as far as health care is concerned. And this is a flip a coin at this moment. Who knows if the House is going to get that 218 they need to boot it, the health care bill, the repeal bill, basically, I'll call it, to the Senate. So far it's looking dicey. But until the actual vote is taken and it's right up to that moment, we really won't know what's going to happen, you know, there or not. I'm just saying it doesn't look good. And you and I ultimately are the ones who suffer in the end because healthcare. I use the cliche, but what's in your wallet, baby? What card are you slugging around, dragging around with you? Is it on that cheap paper that looks like it will just crinkle out of your wallet in 2 seconds, and that's about what it's worth, because you have no clue as to what really deep down you're covered for and what you're not covered for. Yeah, frustrating. I want to zig over to a couple of numbers. You know, I'm a big fan of business and the numbers because we live in a capitalistic society, and let's get some more capital in your hands and mine and everybody else's for that matter. Wasn't a great day at the craps table, though. The Dow actually down a little bit, and the Dow slid about 240 because a little bit of fear is creeping into the markets. Little bit of fear. So the Dow was down, the S&P 500 was down more than 1%, and they haven't had a down 1% drop since mid-October. The market may have shifted to a little bit more of a negative market, maybe. Because what are the measures of the market? And measuring those measures, like if investors fear stocks are overvalued, that's never good. If you see that, then that means get ready for some sell-off. And if Trump doesn't live up to what he's billed as, what does that mean? Sell-off, sell-off, sell-off. Again, same conclusion. That's what happens. That's the same outcome. But the key initiatives by late summer, that's something to look at. If nothing happens by late summer, that could spark a correction on the market. So there's still some months left to get there, but it's not great right now. Or at least the day wasn't. The day was down, and it was the first time we had seen it down like that, like I said, since October. So happy days are here again. People are psyched about the gains, and then poof, there goes the gains, right? Like that, or some of them anyway. How about North Korea? After all the partying over what they were able to do the last week, they had a missile launch fail, according to South Korea. Fail. So what does that mean? Well, it means that the U.S. and South Korea are aware what North Korea is doing, but that it wasn't successful. And does it mean there's more of these in the wings? Well, we keep seeing this. This is 4 days after the country announced it had tested a new rocket engine, describing it was a great leap forward in their missile program. And this could be a little bit of cat and mouse, or maybe not. The country has fired 4 intermediate range ballistic missiles, right? They fell into the water off of Japan in the beginning of March. They're speeding up their weapons program. They're deploying, they're developing, they're doing what you do. They're working on those missiles. I mean, they're launching more in the next 30 days. They're launching a lot of them. So they're testing. That's what that has to be about. There would be no reason otherwise to do it if they weren't heavily testing. Testing distances, testing whatever else they need to test with their missiles to make sure that they're ready to go. Scary in a way to think of that, although that's been happening since I've been on the air here and there. It's just that with all at once, with so many at once, it does make you wonder, okay, what's the reason for that? To say we're here and you're not doing this, so watch out, to let the world know that they have those capabilities and they're developing them as fast as they can. It's crazy. All right, this is crazy, and I really feel compelled to squeeze this in. I don't know why. I mean, maybe I'm watching too much of this kind of tube here and there, but how about this woman dying after drinking poisonous herbal tea? Yeah. It was in San Francisco's Chinatown, and they're urging people to throw away tea that was bought from the Sun Wing Wo Trading Company. The woman was in her 50s. She became critically ill. She drank the tea from the leaves she got at the trading company. And shortly after drinking the tea, she experienced weakness, life-threatening, abnormal heart rhythms. She died in the hospital. They took her to the hospital, and then she died. A man also became very sick after consuming tea made from a different blend of leaves purchased from the same herbalist. So the public health department's all over this. A lab test found that there's this weird, see, you never know what you don't know, plant-based toxin. And the tea samples in the patients and the tea samples taken from the trading company, that's what they found. So the public health officials announced the tea products consumed by the patients from the shelves of the store and they're tracing sources of contamination. So they remove the tea, boom, because they can't risk that. Oh, there was just a bad batch. Oh, somebody got some tainted tea. Yeah, they can't do that. There's no medicine to counteract this kind of poisoning. So they can't. So once they've got it, they've got it. I mean, people forget that plants are. I knew this, but plants really are very, very, very potent. Very, and that just goes to show when somebody has a plant in the wrong hands, how crazy it can be, how dangerous it can be. Very dangerous. Certainly. That person wasn't thinking they were going to their death. Certainly not. And by the way, some interesting breaking news. President Trump is going to attend a NATO leaders summit scheduled for May in Brussels. So how about that? Going to go there. Going to be at the whole NATO thing, which I think makes complete sense. Especially in the beginning. Especially in the very beginning of the term, really get a better feel for what's happening and who the players are and or who he thinks the players are, whatever it is. But just better to get there and be seen than have interpretations. I mean, listen, Facebook is cool and selfieing and everything else, but that still doesn't get you the feel of actually being there. Just a little different feel. Not the same. Definitely not the same. All right, stay with us. Coming up, a couple of interesting things, including a conversation with a very, very funny comic. Oh, you don't want to miss this. And then we have part two coming up on our next show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Imagine. Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Of riches, so many people emailing the show. You can too at americatonight.net. Click on contact and boom, you're in just like that. A wide swath of what you're all interested in talking about, it seems, which is terrific. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Frank. He says, Kate, I'm watching this Gorsuch confirmation hearing, been actually watching it for the last couple of days, and I have to say, I wasn't necessarily a big fan. I was kind of nonplussed about anything about Gorsuch, really. However, I like some of what he's saying. I think I heard you mention and actually go through a few of his quotes about that we are a nation of different opinions and et cetera, et cetera. And I think he is trying to be a uniter. From what I can read on his background, it seems that way. Yes, he may slant right. However, I believe that he does believe in listening to other opinions. What do you think? Well, that's the, you know, $64 million question, is Gorsuch that guy? I've looked into his background. I've talked to people who know him. I've talked to two people that actually, you know him a little bit. I'm not saying they're best buddies with him, but they know Gorsuch and his family, and they say really good things about him, and that he is the guy that has all kinds of friends in his personal life. They're not all, if we're going to put labels on people, up a certain label. So I don't know. To me, that does say something about the man, if all that's true. Bottom line is, we need a Supreme Court justice. And he definitely has the skins on the wall. There are some things I don't agree with, politically speaking, where I think he could go. And there's some things I do agree with, but that's how I roll anyway. I don't 100% agree with everyone, as I'm sure many of you don't. This is a smart audience. I know that you make up your own minds. And I kind of get the feeling that's exactly what he's saying. I do. I get that feeling. However, let's watch, let's see, because, you know, now, of course, he's getting grilled, and that's exactly what happens every single time that you've got somebody that's in a confirmation hearing. In fact, one of the things that Gorsuch said earlier in the day is that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. I thought that was interesting. So, again, trying to say, forget this idea. It's about the letter of the law of I'm this, I'm that, of the labeling idea. Right? I think he gets confirmed. That's the bottom line. He does. He gets confirmed. And let's hope he's a great Supreme Court judge. I'm rooting for everyone on that bench to be great at what they do, frankly. It's the highest court in the land that we have. All right, how about this one from Tom? Kate, I heard you talking about the weather, and I laughed so hard. You were saying about walking the dog and just pouring sweat, and then you got a tan. That was a funny line, I have to tell you. Who says you're not funny? You are. And I feel the same way. We went from really cold temperatures, I think, 2 weeks ago, and I'm here in Illinois, to some really warm temperatures. And as you know, this has been kind of a light season for us as far as snow is concerned. So that was the great news, actually. And the bottom line is the warm weather. I think there's something about the warm weather that changes people's attitudes, makes people happier, especially if they've had to hibernate from the cold for however long it is. I do think that. If you're asking me to make a comment about that, I don't know, there is something about warmer weather, right? But then there is something, I mean, look, this is what we live with. Every year we know we have these certain seasons, right? And do you like snow? Do you get buried in snow? Do the power lines go down? For all the people listening to us in New England, in New Hampshire, in Nashua, oh my gosh, beautiful area, been there, know exactly what it's like to have to dig out of snow. I lived in Kearney, Nebraska. I've been in blizzards even outside of Philadelphia. So, yeah, I get it. If we're making a transition from what the winter brings to what the spring brings, there's just that's the whole idea. We put that deal on spring, renewed energy, spring in your step, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm on board. Yeah, I'm on board with flowers blooming. I have these things called knockout roses in my backyard. I'm not much of a gardener at all. I love flowers, but I'm not the person who plants them. My mother got these knockout roses, and it reminds me of her every time I see them come back. And I love these roses because it's very tough to kill them. That's why they get the name knockout roses. And all of a sudden, I mean, this is true. All of a sudden, one day you're walking along, you know, there's this rose bush, thorny, whatever. And then the next day, when the weather changes, boom, it's blooming, and it looks so awesome, and it's cool. So, yeah, absolutely. All right, how about this one? This is from Dennis. Kate, I've never emailed the show. Boy, we've been getting a lot of those. I wanted to tell you thumbs up on the job you're doing, and I wanted to ask about the Final Four, if you were going to do a contest. We are going to do a contest, like a nail the score, but I didn't want to overdo it like with the NFL. We came so close to people nailing the score in the NFL. I was so disappointed, I got to tell you, because I really thought somebody was going to nail the score. Nobody did. We're going to do the Final Four. So once we have the Final Four, then that week, which is coming up, then we'll go into, in the next couple weeks, We'll go into nail the score, and we'll do it for the final four, two games, and we'll do it for the championship game. So we'll have 2 weeks of that, so that won't be... It's like going to bingo, right? But you don't have to pay for the card. Maybe somebody gets lucky then. We've had a final four winner before, so that could happen. So thanks for asking that question, and I'll make sure that I tell everybody when that's coming about on the show. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He emails us frequently. My millennial. Hello, Jake. And Jake says, Kate, Ivanka Trump getting an office in the West Wing. I don't see what the big deal is. Do you think if someone in your family was president and they valued your opinion or you were close to them and you had an office in the West Wing, it would be a big deal? I do think it would be a big deal. People would make a big deal about it, but I agree with you. Yeah, if somebody, I'll say my brother. If my brother was elected president and he wanted me, we're close, and he wanted me to be there to bounce things off of, you know, whatever. Everybody, actually, other presidents have done this in different ways. I mean, I get it if you're messing up with security and there are things that she shouldn't be involved in and she is. But this is happening. They're going to work. She's going to work out of an office in the West Wing. He's going to try to get security clearance and government communication devices, but she's not going to be a government employee. So, you know, she's going to be one of his closest advisors, which I think in his businesses, she was raised through that. So that's what the deal is. I mean, like it or not, that's what the deal is with him. Now, that's an intriguing question. Fair or foul, do we, let's push this aside of no matter what your feelings are for him or his daughter or whatever, do, even moving forward with any presidents, should family members be advisors? I don't know. Let's examine that question. Should they be advisors? If we took ourselves personally and we think we're schooled in what we believe is what you should do politically speaking, like how you should analyze or look at a situation, now all of a sudden someone in your family's in that role, well, hey, I'm smart. I've been advising them their whole life, and I'm motivating and I lift them up and I give some great direction, and of course they can do what they want to do. You know, that's the thing. That's what we're shredding here. So I'm not even. So actually, I think, as long as it's by the letter of the law, and I guess that's where we come down. So she's supposedly weighed in on different policies. She's got a low-key kind of presence at the White House, from what I understand. Her husband has been a senior White House advisor since the administration started. And the Department of Justice assessed at that time with him that the hire didn't violate any anti-nepotism law. So we do have an anti-nepotism law in the books, but remember Kennedy, certainly there have been other presidents that I believe have leaned on family members that they trust. But, you know, clearly as long as it's the letter of the law, for me, that's the number one thing. And that's why they've already gone through this. So, you know, I mean, there's going to be backlash. And there already has been a little backlash, but it doesn't seem like as much. I think there was more backlash, and maybe I'm wrong, at least initially, I think there's been more backlash to her husband than Ivanka. And I don't know, maybe it's because she's not an official government employee. Maybe I don't know if that's the reason why. It is intriguing. And in fact, send me your thoughts. What do you think? So for me, I say letter of the law. If it's cleared, if the Justice Department says, no, this is cleared, then, you know, to me, we live and die by the law. So if clearly, whether we don't like it, we think it's nepotism, whatever, if it's letter of the law, that's what I'd go. But I'm going to stick with Gorsuch, what Gorsuch is saying. I'm going with that. And of course, I've seen how the law can be manipulated as well. But I mean, there you go, right? That's what it is. All right, one more quick one. This one is from Jules, and she says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the NCAA championship? I should tell you that I am a huge Kentucky fan. Well, then Kentucky, of course. My pick was Nova, and they got knocked out, of course. See, if I pick the team, then they get knocked out. So Nova got knocked out, and Nova was my choice. And what does that mean? So that means I wasn't good at picking that final game. Maybe Kansas. Kansas is pretty strong. It's going to be interesting to see the finish, that's for sure. All right, love it. Send me your thoughts anytime, day or night, 24-7, no calories, right? You love that? Open 24-7, americatonight.net.
How it's going to be. Are you going to give your love to me? You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Show Connie Podesta. She's a Hall of Fame speaker. I bet many of you have heard Connie speak in some of your businesses, at some of your businesses. She's spoken for, you know, just over 25 years. She's spoken to 1,000+ organizations. She's funny. She's relevant. So good. And I am so fortunate to know Connie and have her in my life. She's had a big influence on what I've been able to do, certainly speaking, and she's just, again, a very thoughtful person and one who has influenced a lot of people in some powerful ways. So I'm excited to introduce the audience to Connie Podesta. Connie, thanks for coming on.
Hello. Hi to everybody. How are you doing today, Kate?
I'm excellent. And, you know, one of the things that you do that I love, you talk about things that we should all quit. You actually have 70 of them, and I think this would really be powerful for this audience to hear. So that's why I wanted to have you on. And
Let me explain one thing. The reason why I talk about what to quit so the audience knows is that when you tell people what they should start doing, like here's the six keys, here's the seven steps, they just come up with excuses. Can't do it, too tired, have to go to school, takes too much money. So I just started telling people what to quit, because quit doesn't cost any money, and you don't have to go back to school, and there's no excuses. Just stop it right now. It's free, it's easy, just stop it.
I like that. It's free, it's easy. So one of the things that you talk about, we could talk for hours about this, but I think this is pretty powerful. Quit fighting for your limitations. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess we need to tell everybody I'm a therapist, and so I've had my whole 30 years of psychology. So I'm looking at people from a very psychological standpoint. What do people do psychologically that gets in their own way? And for some reason, quit fighting for your limitations came out first, because this is what people do. When people would come to me for coaching or counseling or therapy or whatever, they would start telling me why they can't do it. Here's who is against me. No one helps me. No one cares. You know, I can't do this. I don't have the education. I don't have the money. And I'm like, you spent half of our time together giving me all the reasons why you can't, which really is fighting for your roadblocks. You're spending so much energy looking at all the obstacles and roadblocks that there's no time and energy left to look at what can be done. And then people collect evidence to support why they can't do it. You know, I didn't make any money this year because. And then they have all this evidence to support it. And so I spent half my time counseling with business owners or whatever. Why don't you fight for your right to be successful as hard as you're fighting for your right to fail? You know, why don't you fight for your right to be happy? Why don't you fight for your right to be safe and fight for your right to be respected and fight for your right to be heard? You know, if we would spend more energy fighting for the things that can be done and less time fighting for our excuses and our limitations, we could accomplish a lot more.
Oh, that's powerful. So we springboard off of that to one I really, really love. Quit forgetting you're in sales. We're all in sales, right?
Well, we are, but most people don't really. You know, people, when I go into every audience, I start and say, you know what? The only people I have any interest in talking to today are salespeople. Who in here is not in sales? And, of course, 80, 90% of my audiences sometimes raise their hand, because to them, they're defining sales as the person with the title of salesperson who goes out and attracts revenue and, you know, brings in customers and sells products and service. And I go, well, this is our problem. Anyone that's listening right now, I don't care if you're a parent. If you're a parent, you're in sales. You're selling these kids on, you know, don't drink and drive and make decent grades and be a respectful human being. If you're married or in a partnership, you're in sales. You're selling them on how to spend money, how to save money, how to communicate, where should we go on vacation. But definitely, if you're in business, you're in sales. I don't care if you're a CFO or the CEO or the bookkeeper or the receptionist. It doesn't make any difference. So to define sales, I define it, sales is your ability to get people on board. My life is spent teaching people how to gain consensus, gain ownership, gain buy-in, you know, get people to believe in you and trust you so that they will support you. And pretty much when you think about it, Kate, that's everything in life, right? Everything we're doing is trying to get support from other people, whether it's in our family, our friends, our church, our community, or our business. And most people really kind of suck at sales because, you know, when you don't think of yourself as a salesperson, you don't invest time and energy in the process. And the process of sales is not what we picture. It's not the pressure salesperson. The process of sales is understanding how to communicate in a way that people want to listen to you, not have to listen to you, but they want to listen to you and they want to buy into you. And that's a skill and a trait that most people weren't born with. It really has to be taught and learned.
Do you think it's something that should be taught in schools a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did. I taught high school, you know, in my earlier years, and I was teaching sales back then. I was saying, you know, kids would complain about their parents in class, and I'd say, well, tell me what you said. You don't trust me. And I'd go, okay, well, that was a terrible sales pitch. That was horrible. you know, you want a later curfew. Why don't you try? So we tried talking about how do you ask your parents? And then when I did counseling with couples, how do you approach your spouse? You know, most of us are so worried at getting our needs met that we forget to ask ourselves, but how is someone going to listen to us? Because if we make someone uncomfortable, you know, even sales, people really don't buy what they need. They're not going to pay a lot of money for what they need. You need a roof and you need an air conditioner. That's not fun. People pay money for what they want. You know, if they want something, when you want something, you will figure out how to get that. And so in sales, if you know you're a salesperson, then your whole bottom line is about how can I best help people want to be on board with me, want to buy my product, want to buy my idea, want to buy my service, want to buy my, you know, what I'm giving and offering. And that's the key to success.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. How about this last one? Quit accepting yourself as you are.
Yeah. You know, everybody's like, just accept yourself as you are. Be who you are. You're good enough as you are, blah, blah, blah. And I don't buy it. You know, and I said, you know, a lot of people ask how I became successful, how I got where I am in this business. And my answer, my number one answer is because I have never, ever, ever once accepted myself the way I am. Now, I love myself for who I am. And I'm kind to myself even when I make mistakes. And I've even had to forgive myself, okay, because sometimes, you know, that was necessary. But I have never accepted myself. And for me, psychologically, the moment you accept yourself, you're done. You're done being smarter. You're done being healthier. You're done trying to be funnier. You're done. And I want my clients, I want the people that I'm working with to never accept themselves and love the fact that they won't let themselves off the hook and love the fact that they won't stop challenging themselves and love the fact that they won't give up on themselves and simply settle. You know, so many people today, especially people in business and people in relationships, they're settling. They're settling for what the world offers them rather than going out and fighting for what they deserve and what they're worth. And I think that's because when you accept yourself, well, this is who I am. This is the weight I am. This is the relationship I am in. This is the coming job I work. This is just who I am. Then the fighting stops. The fighting for being more, achieving more, having more, loving more, caring more, that stops.
Oh, well said. I'd be remiss not to ask you this, Connie, for everybody listening. I mentioned that, you know, you are a Hall of Fame speaker. You've spoken all over the place. And this is a tough question, but where's the coolest place you've ever spoken?
My daughter's school.
Really?
Well, my daughter's a teacher. And
right.
God, no one's ever asked me this question, so it got me emotional just thinking of it. Because, I mean, I've been all over the world, and but my daughter's a teacher, and she asked me to come in and teach to her faculty. And the coolest was the fact that she trusted me to do that and that she felt that I would be an asset and that she thought I would be a person to help the people that she works with and sees. And some of the parents came. And so probably the coolest job offer I ever got. And my other daughter just asked if I would speak at her place of business to all of her leaders. And there's nothing to think that your kids respect and believe in what you do and they would like your message to be heard by the people that they love and trust and believe in the most. There's no place in the world that's better than that.
Wow. Love it. All right, Connie Podesta, thanks so much. We'll have you back on again. You were great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Well, I hate to say I miss you because I know I don't, but I still think about you in the early morning and I'm wondering.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.